Are we all lively? Because I'm not. I'm fucking knackered.
I'll GS up, don't worry. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 156 for Christmas Eve, 2022. Very exciting. My name is Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right by Neil.
Hello.
Gentlemen, hello. Merry Christmas. How are we?
Very Christmassy.
I was going to say, not quite Christmassy out yet, but getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've had enough of Christmas before it's even Christmas.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think I have had enough of Christmas on the build-up, but now that it's here, I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, so at least
What does Christmas mean to you? Like,
food, drink, not working.
Expensive, stressed, busy.
Yeah.
And then
still working? Year,
no. Actually, no. I did a bit of work today, but...
That's not, a pretty standard not really. Friday, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I got to knock off early today, so but I just spent that time wrapping. So yeah, that's what I'm Christmas.
Like, what were you wrapping to? Were you like
No, just final bits and bobs that needed to be wrapped up, put under the tree.
That doesn't sound much of a wrap. It sounds more like a song to me.
How about you, Neil? You work
I'm off until New Year's night. As in New Year's Day night.
New Year's Day night. Is that double? No. Double bubble? Bank
no,
holiday?
I don't do double bubble anymore.
Someone's at my door. Just hang on 2 seconds.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievably unprofessional.
So have you booked it off holiday? Is it literally like...
Well, I obviously I've moved apartments. So when I was in my old apartment, I had to book Sunday as holiday because we would have been shut. So I had to use that as holiday.
Right.
Because it's not a bank holiday. What with it being a Sunday and banks being shut on Sundays. So I then booked Sunday to Tuesday as holiday and I would have worked Wednesday, Thursday. But now I only work Sunday to Tuesday when I transfer departments. So now I've got the whole of fucking Christmas off.
Oh, nice.
Which is not too fucking shabby as a retailer.
But. So, yeah, I mean, that's it right now. We're into Christmas. So strapping on the feed. It's now strap on the feed bag time. Spend as much of it as you can. Piss, stone, whatever it is of your choice.
Place not of my choice. I'll be pissed more than anything.
Actually, I think I'm quite lucky because we emigrated. We don't have much, you know, we have a lot of friends, but we don't have much. Our immediate family's not here. So we don't have to do
it.
So
you don't have to fucking go and see people. Is that what
we don't
saying?
Have to go and see people. People aren't coming to see us. Mm. You know, it's.
Isn't that the nice like bit, it. Though?
What, seeing people?
Going seeing people, like, seeing people.
Well, like, tomorrow I'm out all day seeing people, but I'm driving, so I can't drink.
Oh, that's
and
shit.
I'll be back about probably 10 or 11. And then...
And then you've got to play Call of Duty all night on Christmas Day.
Well, Christmas morning, the missus and little one gets up about 5 o'clock in the morning, so I can't stay up all night. Yeah, yeah.
What are they doing at 5 in the morning?
Opening presents.
Oh, no, my God. That's outrageous.
So, yeah.
How old's your little one? She's not 12. Young.
No.
Yeah, let's just see. The 5 o'clock is not acceptable for 12-year-olds. Sorry.
Yeah, they're just too excited. So, yeah, so Christmas Eve, I won't have much.
Do you not get up with them, then?
No, I do. But like, I don't want to be up until like 3 o'clock in the morning playing games and then go to bed for 2 hours and then get up and open presents. I won't be very sociable. But then Christmas morning, I'm off to be mum's for a couple of hours with a family. And then only sort of about 2 o'clock, I get back here. And that's when I can actually relax and have the rest of Christmas
Day. You're not cooking. They're cooking. You're having dinner at your mum's.
No, we're having a breakfast at Mum's, and then we're having something small here. But yeah, you know what parents are like. They ram all the food down your throat.
Curse them for that.
Terrible, wasn't it? We've got my mum and dad coming around on Christmas Eve, and when's my wife's mum? We've got all the parents round.
Houseful.
On Christmas Eve. My daughter finishes work tomorrow. She's been binned off of her contract early. So,
oh, why?
Because they're just fuckers.
Yeah.
So she was been working at the Tesco's, but yeah, she was only on a temporary Christmassy contract. But they decided to get rid of them all on Christmas Eve rather than New Year's Eve.
Oh,
so
happy Christmas!
Yeah, fuck off!
Yeah.
So we're having dinner tomorrow night, 7 PM ish. Hopefully. We're having a gammon. We're not having a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going around my mum's on Christmas Day. And we're not having turkey again. So it's a turkeyless Christmas for us.
Okay. Yeah, we're having ham.
Not a complaint on my behalf. I'm quite happy to not have turkey. It's fucking massively expensive and it's not that great.
Oh,
we had chicken last year, and it was big chicken, so it was expensive for a chicken. But chicken tastes nicer than turkey. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I cooked a ham on Monday, and then a cranberry and orange glaze.
Nice.
That was 3 kilos of ham uncooked.
Not of cranberry and
no. On orange, and then we are gonna do a rooster on Boxing Day.
Oh. Rooster.
A rooster, really? That's different.
Yeah. Is that a capon? Do they call that a capon?
No.
There's the rooster there. What's in the my fridge.
Oh.
It's
what's the difference then?
A capon is a neutered chicken.
So
it?
So yeah,
so capon, it's a boy chicken.
It's a boy chicken that.
So a rooster comes with his cock and balls, does he?
I think they get taken off before they
So what's the difference then?
So a capon is chemically neutered in adolescence. So they don't grow to a full rooster size, but they're basically like a chicken. Well, they're a lot more juicy. But a rooster is just a rooster, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a capon one year. We didn't really rate it. We thought it was interesting to try it, but
do you normally eat hens then? Do we normally eat hens? Mm. Is that how it works?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
There's more female chickens then than male chickens.
Many more.
They
fucking like it's a ridiculous amount.
They normally like destroy the boy chickens before they start growing because you don't want to start feeding a chicken. Actually, I know a little bit about this. Sexing a chicken is a like highly specialized field.
I'm sure it is.
I'm
sure there's all sorts of weird content available for that kind of interest.
Yeah, look it up online. It's,
no.
Okay, we've gone from Christmas to chicken genitalia, so I think I will move us swiftly along. Neil, football.
That wasn't swift enough, I don't think.
We went
far too down that road. Okay. Footy. So the World Cup's finished. Did everyone enjoy the World Cup?
I did.
I have to say, as much as I disagreed with the setting of the World Cup, it was a good World Cup.
It did. The football was good, it seemed to me.
Yes, yeah.
And a lot of people probably quite happy with the final result. Not everybody, obviously. Fraser wasn't an Argentina supporter. It's difficult to support Argentina as an Englishman.
Of course, yeah.
But everyone loves Messi, don't they?
No.
Well, maybe not everyone.
I genuinely don't like foreign superstar strikers. I've never have. I don't know why. I think they just piss me off. Probably because they're so rich and popular and good at what they
do. What class is foreign then? Anyone who's not Canadian?
Well, I mean, that's
so basically everyone then.
No, English strikers are all right, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
When we talk about football, I'm putting my English passport on the table 99 times.
Well, you can't really play a Canadian one, can you?
No, exactly. But yeah, it was all right. Good final.
Unusually entertaining, I would say, as a final. Although France were absolute dog shit for about 85 minutes.
Yeah.
And they turned up for the final 5 minutes and made it interesting.
Yeah.
Going to extra time and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. My daughter was watching it. She'd sort of became an expert on football over the course of the World Cup. And then she said she was going to watch it. She wanted Argentina to win because she was a Messi fan all of a sudden. I don't know where that came from. And
something to do with him being one of the greatest footballers of all time.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. although she said she does prefer Neymar. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, he's a horrible person, though. So.
Anyway. Yeah, so around about the 80th minute, I think she was going to dip. Maybe I think 60 minutes she was going to dip. And I said, look, it's the World Cup final. Okay. It comes around once every 4 years. Sit and watch it. And then you can say, hey, I watched the 2022 final. That's where I started. Otherwise, you got to wait another 4 years. So you at least just, you know, there
three
you watched
and a half,
it.
But yeah.
And then that, and then it all kicked off. And I was just like, there you go. It. Right. You never know. You never know.
No.
So, yeah.
It ain't over till it's over.
No. So that was, it was quite something.
Yeah. So the Fantasy World Cup was only being participated by about three people in the end, four people maybe. And my son won.
Well done, Adam.
Yeah.
Beat me by 14 points. I'm blaming him for my defeat.
I will say I would have won if I'd have remembered to actually change my players before the fucking games.
Yeah, see, if I hadn't fell asleep on that Tuesday night of the semi-finals, I reckon I'd have been a bit closer.
Because, yeah, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players that didn't play.
Yeah, that's not... You ain't
and I, did, and I didn't use my 12-man and my... And I was going to use my unlimited transfers.
For the final. See, I ended up just playing my power captain, where it was just picked the best player to give the double points, which worked out all right on the night.
Yeah.
But yeah. What came? Because there was the third, fourth place game, which was pretty decent game as well on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
Considering no one really cares. Yeah, I watched it. I've watched all the later stages of the games. But yeah, on the whole. Yeah, a strange place to have the World Cup, putting it like politically neutral, maybe statement there, saying it was unusual. But it turns out to be actually one of the most entertaining, I think, football wise, was very good.
Where's the next one?
A lot of World Cups tend to be really fucking boring.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Where's the next one? Good. North Korea.
It's North America.
On my doorstep. Stay close. On my doorstep, Toronto's going to have a game or two, as far as I'm aware.
Excellent.
So,
yep, Toronto's definitely one of the locations, and it's Mexico, USA, and Canada, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, split between us.
Yeah, so.
I'm putting for some tickets on Friday.
I don't know how that's going to work, but I'll definitely try. Can't not try, right?
Nah.
No. We'll all be over there.
Hey. What's that?
We'll all come and stay and watch, because I hope England will get based in Toronto or something. There you go. That'll be good.
Yeah, that would be cool. Okay. All right. Well, if that's enough football, we've got...
Quickly, before we move on, because yes, it's FPL's back on Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah.
So I have set up a second chance league. No, I'm the only person in it at the moment. There is a link in the Discord. It is available for people to get if you want it. Scoring starts on Monday. If no one else joins, I'll just cancel the league and fucking bin it off and just stick with the main league.
Okay, well, I hope it doesn't get binned off.
Well, that means people need to join, so.
All right. Okay. Let's move on then to listener mail, because we've got quite a bit here to get through. First off, Marty, friend of the show, Greasy Fish Lips, says, just wanted to say a massive thank you for all the great content you have pumped out this year, gents. Your podcast always has me laughing. Merry Christmas to you all and a happy new year. Much love as ever, Marty Greasy Fish Lips. I got to say, Marty, it goes both ways. We absolutely 100% appreciate the feedback and everybody listening and contributing and just even saying hi or telling us how crap we are. It's all good.
Thankfully, we don't get... I don't know if we've ever had one of those, to be fair.
I've shielded you
from all that. Do you delete those? How do you block them somehow?
So it's our... But it's our pleasure. That's why we do it, right? We sort of, you know, I think, you know, as much as we like to think that we would do this if there weren't any listeners, just to know that we have a few people listening, it always makes it worthwhile. So you're welcome, yeah. and thank you for listening and being you. MS Rangers, Mark says, evening, Seals, if you were only allowed to play one game for a whole year, what game would you pick? You're not allowed to pick any game you have played in the last 3 months, trying to avoid what you gents are banging on about over the last few weeks. For me, I'd probably go with Skyrim. Well, I've got obvious choices. I could go with a PUBG or a Valorant or a shooter or whatever and drop myself and get involved in that. But I think that's a bit of a cop-out. I think something like a Skyrim would be good. But would it be able to take a year of the amount of game?
Well, I've never played Skyrim. Well, I have. That's the lie. I have played Skyrim, but I've never got anywhere in it. I've ridden the wagon at the beginning of the game multiple times.
I suppose that'd be perfect for you then, because you don't know what's going on. So
yeah,
I'll put some hours in Skyrim. I think I'd have to go with something like I don't know. I was thinking like Darkest Dungeon or like one of
you
those.
You can't play that for a year. You'd be fucking done within a week. You'd be absolutely fucking done.
Yeah. See, I was going to come today for some recommendations, like something that was something to lose yourself in, like RimWorld or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it's obviously.
The yeah, but we've talked about that in the last 3 months, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I have played that.
I've mentioned say about the game.
He's played in the last 3 months.
Yeah. So I've played Destiny 2 in the last 3 months, but I could easily fucking do that for a year. Or an MMO. Maybe I get into Final Fantasy 14 or something. I don't know.
Maybe World of Warcraft.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Well, the thing is, the Final Fantasy 14 is pretty similar in terms of GTA? You have to pay every month.
Maybe a GTA roleplay.
Yeah.
No. No. You have to be some sort of psychopath to do that sort of stuff.
And we know of you. Yeah, it's... Well, Dwarf Fortress has just been released on Steam, which is the original sort of town, Dwarf Fortress, making a fortress and building forts with
dwarves. I don't
really
know. I know of it. I don't really know what it is.
It's a game that's been in development for 20 years. It's been free up until, it's still free. There is still a free version available, but there is a premium Steam version. And it's massively...
It's got graphics now.
It's got graphics, yeah. It actually has graphics and not just an expanded ASCII overlay of an Excel spreadsheet, basically. It's that would be a great one to play because there's endless content of learning and sort of world-building, storytelling. That would be mine. Dwarf Fortress.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. No, Dwarf Fortress is on my radar. Did I come up with anything? No. World of Warcraft. There you go. Go lose myself.
You're not playing fucking World of Warcraft.
Well, of course I'm not. This is a
hypothetical.
It's got to be believable, aren't I? I definitely could do Destiny 2. I know I have played that in the last 3 months.
What about Fortnite?
No. It's a bit of a top-out, isn't it? It's just like... I'm
Roblox.
Not
Roblox. That's Roblox no. is like tons of no. different games.
It's far too much. Like no, you can't be a grown man play that and not be a bit weird.
I think I'd want to go for something like a RimWorld or a Civilization or something that I could really get my teeth into.
Or Civ 4 or Civ 5. Yeah, that's a good one.
We're up to 6 now, aren't we? Civs.
Yeah, I'm not sure about 6.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, like I said, Destiny. It's got so many different things to do. Like, there's loads of multiplayer stuff. There's all the other stuff. And there's all this new stuff coming. That's my cop-out answer. Destiny 2.
What about a Slay the Spire style game?
I just can't do anything one day for a whole year like that. It's literally quite limited in scope.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm not... Any last final answers, or else we're just moving on?
Can't... Destiny 2.
Dwarf right. Fortress.
Thanks for that, Mark. John Mouse, the artist formerly known as John Mouse, now known as Major Avenge, says, what was the last book you all read? I can tell you the last book I read was a Bill Bryson. I can't even remember the name. I've read it. It took me ages. A friend of mine said, read this. So I just put it in the toilet.
You were talking about one a few weeks ago. You read on the toilet.
One. Yeah. It's the one where he goes hiking. They made a movie with Nick Nolte and some other guy. I can't remember his name. Robert Redford.
Mm. I like it. It was a while ago, was it?
Yeah. It must have been a good 20 years ago or something. Mm. I think he wrote the book in the 90s. It was all right.
Does it? We have to have finished the book that we were last reading, because I've read some books that I haven't finished.
Book you read?
Well, and finished, or
sure,
Gruffalo probably.
All right.
Mine's Going Postal by Terry Pratchett.
Okay. Recently?
6 months ago.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty recent.
I've got all those. They still hold up easily, those books? No problem. Oh,
yeah. Timeless.
All the Terry Pratchett's are, all but the last three or four were bangers, yeah.
What is your favourite type of pizza, he says next?
One meat faced.
Dave.
I used to like the Meteor, Domino's Meteor, when they used to do it.
But it's Domino's, so that doesn't count.
It's not classed as real pizza. My homemade ham and fake cheese.
Do you like mushrooms?
I do like mushrooms, but not on pizza.
Mm. Well, I can eat mushrooms on pizza.
I can. I choose not to.
Yeah, I'll eat them if they're there. I ain't going to put them on if I'm making a pizza.
I put like jalapenos and...
Spicy meat feast.
Spicy meat, yeah, like a bit of pepperoni.
You have cheese with a Z. Do you have cheese with a Z then?
I have is that what Cheers. Cheers.
You just like put a Z. In. You got any cheers? Yeah. I'll eat almost anything, but I prefer things like olives, capers, anchovies.
All the horrible stuff.
I love all that stuff on a pizza. I love all pepperoni, salamis.
I love pepperoni. There you're talking. Capers? What the hell?
Yeah, sure.
The salty...
He knows goodness. What capers are. He sells them.
I don't sell them personally.
Where are the capers?
Like a stash.
Where are the capers, please?
I can't remember. They're near the olives, I think.
He's got a ton of questions here. You have to change your gamer tag right now. All gamer tags are now available. What would you change your name to?
Fraser Moon.
See, I don't know if I want to change it now.
I want it to be 69.
Long Schlong Silver or something.
There you go, so you know.
I don't want to be that though, because that's stupid. That's what you do when you're like 12. Maybe a bit older. But I wanted Big Kahuna, is what I wanted when I first started, and it wasn't available. So I guess I'll go back to that.
Big Kahuna.
Yeah.
You could have been the real Big Kahuna.
I was real Big Kahuna, and I just binned off the big in the end. Because I'm not big. But
realization set in.
I don't know. Pussy Slayer 69. There we go. If I could get away with it, not be so frowned upon.
X, triple X, triple X at the beginning and the end. Like with a capital one in the middle.
Yeah. What was all that about? Suddenly that happened, didn't it? Right? Just everybody suddenly had a small X and a big X at the front of their name.
Yeah.
Pretty strange.
They were just kissing everyone.
If they released a Stadia 2 on Kickstarter, would you fund it just so you can receive another 10 billion emails about Stadia to your show once again? He says in brackets, I would fund it just to hear it.
Nice.
I would
you
not.
You can do that.
What?
Fund away. I'm ask not going
us loads of questions about Stadia.
I'm not going to fund Stadia 2.
I don't think anyone kickstarted it in the first place, surely. But no.
Okay. John, thank you very much for that. Thanks for being around. We appreciate it. Itza says it's 2 days after Christmas and the family have gone out for the day. Do you eat more turkey or throw some away and sneak out for a takeaway?
I haven't got any turkey.
Or turkey substitute.
Hypothetical.
I'm not one for takeout massively.
Eat more turkey?
I'd eat more turkey or be I'll make a curry out of it.
Would you though?
Yeah.
What happens in ours? It's like we go, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then just 3 to 4 days later, go, smells a bit funky. It's going in the bin.
Yeah, we don't throw it out. It will get used. You know, if we
you can always feed the dog with it, can't you?
No, we would freeze it and put it away, and it would come back out and be made into something like a curry or whatever it might be. But I do get a little bit turkeyed out after a day or two for sure. So yeah, I would go for that takeaway option. I would start to.
I would have a lovely.
If somebody
curry.
Said to me about a curry, I'd be thinking curry.
Yes, definitely.
And I don't want
turkey curry. No. No, fuck off.
Chicken curry, God's sake.
Exactly.
Be real, man. No,
okay, yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Lord's Quiz.
Oh.
Can you get this up? Uwe?
I can. Where is it?
In the show comments.
That's what she
In
said.
In the show comments.
Mm.
I don't even know where we keep the show comments. This is there it is. Okay.
Fuck me.
I know, terrible. All right.
Fucking hard work here, Seas.
Come on.
What?
Grumpy
Grinch. You're grumpy, asking the questions.
Grumpy Grinch, come on.
Grumpy right, Grinch, that's you.
I'll do the questions then, shall I?
Well, you normally do.
That should be Fraser's
Dave
new
did last
new,
week. New I don't need excuses to talk on this podcast.
True.
Dave, do you want to do the questions?
I can't read, though.
All right, I'm doing them. Merry Christmas, everyone. Last quiz of the year, says Lord. Lord, thank you very much. We appreciate it. He said, what does the word Nintendo mean? What does the word Nintendo mean?
The literal Japanese meaning of the word Nintendo.
I'm not sure if it's a you know.
Well, it's from Japan.
Yeah, but what's its origins? Like, what is it?
Well, they made card games originally.
I was going to say something like fun card games or something.
19.
I'm going to say play and learn.
Ooh, nice.
Hey,
what sensible you answer. I don't fucking know.
Come on, something.
Well, I said 19 do. So,
what's
19 dough?
Yeah. That's the additional the way of spelling it.
All right,
I just added an E to everything.
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yes, because I haven't got a fucking Scooby.
Dave,
fun card game.
What did you say? Play and learn.
Play and learn.
Okay.
Am I doing the answers then?
Well, we'll go do question number two.
Okay.
I'm writing down the answers. It's okay. What was the first console to have in-house memory? Question number two. What was the first console to have in-house memory?
I assume that means on the console had like RAM.
Yeah.
Console.
Rather than it would be loaded to the console rather than just the RAM being in the cartridge.
Yeah, I've got an answer.
I've got an answer,
but I looked at how long the answer is now, and God, that's probably not the answer.
So my answer is the Sega Master System.
Well, that had cartridges, didn't it? Surely just everything else. I'm going to go PC Engine.
PC Engine. Okay. That's probably a good show. I don't know why. I'm going to say PlayStation 1, but I don't think that's going to fit.
No, they're all way too short, unless there's weird, something weird in the answer.
Okay. Number three, which popular dining franchise is Atari's founder responsible for? P.S. There is none in the UK. Which popular dining franchise is Atari's founder responsible for? P.S. There is none in the UK.
It's popular in the States, then, I assume.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to say Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad shout. Because I couldn't think of anything that wasn't in the UK.
popular dining franchise. What have I seen over
What's
there?
That thing that Randy Pitchford was involved in?
I don't
medieval
know.
Medieval thing.
Is it medieval times?
Thing? Yeah, I'm going with that.
Medieval times for it. Neil? I don't have a clue. I can't think of anything. I was going to say Five Guys, but I know you guys have that.
We have
there.
Five Guys.
Yeah, right. You have,
we have Taco Bell. We have Wendy's, I think, still. I think, maybe. Maybe we don't have Wendy's, but...
Yeah, we have Wendy's.
I'm going to... Yeah. I don't know. I even know this isn't it. I'm not even going to... I don't even want to put it. I know it's not it. I'm going to say In-N-Out, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, that was my backup answer.
Only because I think that... I know that's only America. Okay, all right, well, let's do some answers here. So what does the word Nintendo mean?
The answer is
leave luck to heaven.
Well, there we go.
Nobody got anything on that one.
Leave luck to heaven. Nintendo.
What was the second question? What was the first console to have in-house memory? The answer is the Sega Saturn had 1 meg of memory.
That had a fucking CD drive, didn't it? 1 megabyte.
See, I know the Sega Master System had a hidden game inside the console, so it had to have memory.
Controversial.
Well, I can only tell you what's in front of me, Dave.
Maybe they're on about rewrite.
Maybe that wasn't RAM, though. If it was hidden, it was ROM.
Could have been.
They've all got ROMs in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't writable memory.
Damn it. Yeah, because I suppose all the other... I suppose all the others saved to the cartridge.
How was the Sega Saturn?
Anything with a cartridge can have its own RAM on board.
Yeah. But the PlayStations had the little things you had to plug in, the memory that you had to plug into the actual console to save games.
Right. Is it just for storing memory? Save games then.
I was going to say original Xbox because I know that had a hard drive, right? But anyway.
Yeah.
Question number three, which popular dining franchise is Atari's founder responsible for? The answer is Chuck E. Cheese, of course.
Chuck E. Cheese. What's that do?
I think Chuck E. Cheese has died over here. We had it in Canada for a long time.
Chuck E. Cheese, it would not
do
be
they
good
sell
for
cheese?
Me.
Huh?
It wouldn't be good for me. I don't think that's a...
You'd be chucking after eating cheese.
I'd be Chuck E. Cheese.
I can remember as a kid in Canada going to Chuck E. Cheese back when I was... But it would have been around about 1981, 82. So right at peak arcade time. But... funded by all those Atari games, I guess, that were...
Defo saying he doesn't even know if Chucky is still in America.
Yeah, I don't think. I think COVID probably finished them off.
What did they do?
It was like a... do you ever see, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's? That's a Chuck E. Cheese, right? With all the animatronic animals and stuff and arcades and bowling alleys and things for kids to do. And you go...
It was like an amusement restaurant.
What was the food, though?
It was junk food, right? Shit to feed
just
kids.
Like any old burgers and sausages.
Pizzas and burgers and stuff like that. Yeah, it was just, you know, done at a price. Kids loved it. Adults hated it, probably.
Pizza and fingers for kids.
I never went as an adult.
It's like where you go for kids' birthday parties, I think, was it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much, Lord. Much nice appreciated. Lord. Yeah.
Tuposes, he hated taking his kids there. There were so many germs.
That's right. Guess. Some kids shitting in the ball pit and all that sort of stuff.
Brilliant.
Okay, let's move on to what we've been doing.
That's 6 weeks' title. Shitty ball pit.
Shitty balls.
Funny. Okay, Dave, do you want to start?
Yeah, what I've been doing. So I've watched a few things this week. I watched season 2 of Avenue 5. I don't know if anyone else has
been watching. No, I didn't finish season 1.
With Hugh Laurie. Space comedy. Dark comedy, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd go dark comedy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Season 2 is equally as good as season 1. With season 2 and stuff, you're like, how's it going to go? Yeah, it's actually as good as season 1. So if anybody's watching that, or haven't watched it, but watched season 1, the whole series is out now. I watched it on Sky Max, I think it was. It's pretty good. Yeah, the 20 minutes, half hour show, 8 of them, smash for it. It's brilliant. I've also watched The White Lotus season 2. Don't know if anyone else has watched White Lotus.
No, I've heard of it. I've watched the first couple of episodes on my watch list. Yeah,
the first one's based in Honolulu in Hawaii. The second one is based in another hotel called the White Lotus in Sicily, Italy. And you do get a few return characters. So the same
different
people.
Different smiles in it again, isn't she?
So, yeah. So she's in it. I think, is there somebody else from the other one? Yeah, there's another character. I'm not going to say anything because it kind of spoils it. But it follows the stories of like 4 or 5 different families. Again, same premise. It starts off with there's a murder. Somebody finds a body in the water. And there's a little bit of story from there. And then it goes back to when everybody arrives at the hotel and goes through the stories. And basically like, oh, who's in the water? Who's died? But it's a good one. Not as good as season 1. Yeah. I'd say I think it's a little bit forced on this one. But the ending is, it has had me and the missus actually talking quite a bit afterwards, thinking about the lead up to it and how it transpired. So, but yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed the first one a lot more. But if you're invested in the White Lotus, if you are, but if you were to follow it, there's definitely going to be a season 3. And
okay.
I think they've left it at a point where like the season 3 will directly follow season 4. So season 2, sorry, getting confused. But yeah, that's all right. It's fine. It's just something to watch with the missus, to be honest. We watched a Christmas film, The Santa Claus, with Tim Allen.
Oh god.
it's such a bad but good. It's a traditional film.
Not good.
It's just something that you put on.
It's one of those that's going to be a classic, isn't it? You know,
it's a classic.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's any good, but it's going to. It's like Elf. You know what I mean? It's going to roll around every. Though? You know, Elf's all right. It's a good movie. Of course, it's a good movie. I think The Santa Claus is a good movie. You can put parents and children in front of it and they'll enjoy it, right? You know?
That's it. And, you know, the kids are slightly entertained. You can still have a drink and talk in between the actual funny bits. So, yeah.
The occasional funny bits. Like, you've got a bit of a conversation to build up there, haven't you? You've got to talk for like a good 3/4 of an hour before a funny bit happens.
So, yeah, it's. It was fine. as a film. Yeah,
a cracking endorsement there. It was fun.
As a Christmas film, put it on. Just put it on in the background. It's Christmassy, and just
is this what you do while you're rapping?
No. I was actually learning. Learning. I had a because I had a couple of hours to do it.
Sleep.
So I put on a YouTube video while I was wrapping my present.
While you were watching the film?
No. I've got to do the wrapping on myself because I've got to wrap for the missus and the little one. So I can't like be in front of them doing the wrapping because then they'll know what they're getting. I can't tell them what they're getting. So no, I put on a YouTube video about the discovery of elements past element 98 and all the theoretical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. About 1.5 hours long. I didn't really take much in.
Such a nerd, Dave.
Yeah, I know. But apparently Victor Nemov, or Nemov, of the Berkeley Institute, like, faked a load of results, and it was a massive thing in the early 2000s.
You want to check out, because there's a book called The Disappearing Spoon, and it basically has all the really interesting stories from every, from, you know, the start of the elements being discovered in the periodic table and stuff like that.
It's
all pretty interesting, particularly when you get out, because there's a lot of points where there's massive races between, you know, the East and the West. Who can find the, they know the element exists.
Yeah.
But it's, and but how do they get it?
Yeah. There's a theoretical island of like a perfect place where elements exist, but that's like 128 or something. But to get there, they've got to smash these atoms at each other and then hope, like, there's a tiny, minuscule...
Yeah, two atoms get made of it or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Really... So I did... It was great to wrap presents to because I was watching it but not really paying attention, but it was, like, kind of absorbing the information. So, it was a YouTube channel. I can't remember what it's called, but it was about an hour and a half long talking about it all.
Dig that out. Let me know what that is. I'll watch that. That sounds interesting.
Santa Claus. And then the other thing I've really sort of done this week, and it's not the best time ever to actually find this out. I was having a look at the car tires because I got a warning. I've got on my car, it's a warning when your tires are low pressure.
TPMS. Tire pressure monitoring system.
Okay. It popped up the other day, and one of them was like, I'll get it pumped up. And I thought, I'll go around them all and, you know, make sure they're all up to the same pressure. And then I was
Well done for doing all the tires when you've done just one.
The rears are always supposed to be slightly lower pressure than the fronts, aren't they?
Maybe they are.
Yeah.
Follow the manufacturer's recommendations, Neil.
Yeah, indeed.
It's in the guidebook. I think the fronts were 35.
Let's give everybody tire advice under the tire pressures.
Fronts were 35 on the Fiesta.
35?
Oh, I love a bit of 35. Yeah,
that's well high.
Yeah, 32, but I always overinflate to 35.
You might as well. I'm only going to get down.
You're going to drive down the middle bit of your tire and nothing else.
Well, I'm not happy till they look like bike tires. Yeah.
But no, I was looking at them while I was doing them, and then on the, because they're low profile on the side, they're quite bulged out from the rim. I would say quite, they're like a couple of mil, but there's massive gashes down the side where the missiles have obviously hit like a sharp corner on something. Not only fuck the rims, but took a massive chunk out of the side of the tire. I was like, oh god, I'm gonna have to get these replaced soon, aren't I? They're not bulging or anything. They're not like gonna fail.
There's a bit missing.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Maybe if they're your tires back in the day, you'd be like, man, they're still fine. But when you're sort of family, because I've got the same. I've got a tire story for this week too. So
yeah. If it was just me driving about, I'd be like, ah, fuck it. If it blows up, it blows up, doesn't it?
I can only kill multiple people.
I can handle it. If the car goes out of control, I'll keep it still. I'll be fine.
Well, you know, but the missing a little.
Don't drive around with dodgy tires.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's. I can't. I'm not.
Sounds dodgy.
I'm not, well, yeah, it sounds dodgy, but I am no tire expert. I don't know how much. I don't know
it's
if
it's definitely the supposed to be rubber there, then it's not there.
It's not good, down to the carcass or anything. It's not down
good.
To, but I don't know how much extra they've put on because these are low profile. I don't know how much over, if it's just rubber that they've put over that goes over the side of the rims. So, or not, I don't know. But I'm gonna have to get them sorted anyway. But yeah,
you shouldn't have had them so high, pressure so high, it wouldn't have bulged out so much.
Well, they were low. That's the thing. I think they were low.
So you haven't had them done yet.
No, I haven't had them done yet. No, okay. I literally saw it like yesterday, day before. Okay. I haven't been out in the car since. So, it's definitely one for after Christmas to. But I want to get the same tires or different tires. Probably
until you see how much they are.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You need at least two the same.
Need at least
you
two.
Do them, you always do them in pairs.
Like
if you fuck one up, are you going to buy a pair for the front? Say,
yeah. If one of the front ones are gone, then yeah, I'd always
depends how old they are, right? Like, so yeah. What happened with me is I was driving my wife's car on Sunday, and I was like, I got onto the highway and it was wobbling, and I was like, that's not right. I'm sure this is no, this isn't right. And I thought, well, maybe she's hit something or whatever. The alignment's gone out. Who knows what it is? And then I was going to, and so I was thinking of taking it for an alignment. And I thought maybe it's the pressure in the front left because that tended to drop pressure every now and then. So I parked it up, and I parked it in such a way that I could see I'd exposed the tire, like I'd still left it on full lock one way. And as I went to go put air in it, I saw like the inside of the tire had all been worn away, like was down to the cord. And I was like, that's not good. So yeah. I was thinking, I'll get an alignment. Maybe it needs an alignment. Obviously, I have to replace the tire. Tire's screwed. You can't, you know, it needs to be changed. But so I phoned my mechanic and he was like, yeah, bring it down. We'll look at it first. And it needed a ton of work on the front suspension. And I was like, okay. But anyway, we'll just pour more money into it. Why not? You know. And,
what was it like? Basically, the suspension's fucked, so it's pointing the wrong way. Slightly.
Suspension's fucked, so it's ended up pushing like the alignment out, and it's worn and it's fucked the tire basically.
And, so it was like grinding away.
Yeah, and there was some clunking and whatever that we hadn't really sort of addressed. So you know, there were bearings that had shot or whatever that needed to be sorted out. Anyway, so I put it in there. Give it back to me, fix all the suspension, do an alignment. I go to the tire shop, get a new tire, just the one tire, because we already had a new tire put on about a month or two ago. So I'm fine to match those up. I get in it, I drive it, and it's just like a fucking new car, right? I'm like, holy smokes, this feels like solid. It's going, feels straight. You could feel it, just feels good. Grounded, finally, not loosey-goosey and not really like, you know, it felt like this thing wants to go where I want it to go, right? And it's a small, you know, car, but it's got a decent engine in it. It's a standard too, so it's fun. I enjoy driving my wife's car because it's a manual transmission, right? So every now and then it's fun to drive. I wouldn't want to drive it all the time. And so anyway, so I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I like it when you get your car back from the mechanics and like, you know, even though you've had to pay out all the money, you feel like your car has been fixed and it feels better. And I said to my wife, took the car down to her work yesterday or the day before, last couple of days maybe. And I said, so what did you think, right, when you got in the car? And she's like, what? And I said, you know, with it all being fixed, it feels like great to drive, whatever. She goes, she sort of looked at me and I just went, did you notice any difference? She's like, no, I didn't. And I was like, what the how can you not notice that?
She's not anyway. A race driver like you, Fraser.
She's
not a professional race driver.
But it just made me laugh, you know. It's like, that's why I mentioned this story. Just like, I just can't fathom.
You will call into the mechanics. You're one of those guys. Goes into the mechanic, goes, this is the problem. Can you fix it, please? Before you don't have to get the mechanic.
No,
the problem is, you just go, I know what the problem is. Can you fix it?
No, I don't. I'm not that guy at all. I totally keep my mouth shut. Cars are so complicated. And there's so many different things that can cause different problems in different areas. I just shut my mouth. But I make sure I feed all the information I can into the mechanic, just so he knows, right? But no, I wouldn't be that guy. No, I'm sure there's plenty of them around.
They drive Formula One cars. They tell everything that they know. They know exactly what the fuck is going on with the car.
So the car. Anyway, that's whatever. Dave, did you have any more on your list? Sorry, Maya just sort of followed you in.
That was it. That was I thought it followed on nicely.
I had some PC problems this week. I turned on my PC and it wouldn't boot up. That was a bit of a panic yesterday. So if you're interested in the process, it would go to the boot screen, the Gigabyte screen would go up, and then it would just go to a black screen, but with the Windows 10 spinny disk, and then it just wouldn't, and it would just hang there. And I was
kept spinning.
It was sort of like there was no picture, nothing or whatever, and then it would dip out again, and then it would come back, and so I didn't really know what it was, and I was sort of not panicking, but under the surface it was like, this could turn into panic. I hope it doesn't.
This can turn into a couple of $1,000 problem.
Yeah, that's right. Just before Christmas. Brilliant. That would be great. So I was sort of getting prepared. Maybe the hard drive had failed or whatever. But I thought, hang on a second, it's going to the Windows thing. So the hard drive hasn't failed. It's loading up Windows, but it's loading up Windows badly or something. So it's either corrupt. So I thought, then I'll probably reinstall Windows. But as I was sort of, before I did that, there's a little way you can get it to run into a diagnostic.
Safe mode, thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so you basically turn it on. As soon as it boots in, you turn it off. As soon as you turn it on, As soon as you turn it off, if you do that about two or three times, it goes. You have to wait for it just to go into Windows. But if you do that two or three times, then it boots it up and gives you the safe mode selection. Tried that, still couldn't sort it out. It would still hang after I selected safe mode or whatever. But then I saw one button that just said uninstall quality updates, last quality update. And so I hit that. It sat around for a bit, uninstalling some sort of update, and then it worked again. So,
ta-da!
Something had happened.
Update.
My spider sense is tingling that there's a couple of things going on with my PC. I don't know what's caused it. Something's not quite. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. I don't know exactly what it is.
How old's your SSD? And how many times have you uninstalled and reinstalled things on it?
Why do you think it could be?
Well, it depends on what sort of SSD you've got.
It's just they a don't box last standard, forever. Nothing special.
Yeah, they don't last forever.
Yeah, maybe I'll replace it.
If you've had a lot of data changing, like it only rewrites. It's fucking loads usually, but if you get a good one. Like you're talking fucking, I don't know how many petabytes it'll write before it fucks up. But
yeah,
there is a shelf life on them things.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I was prepared to go buy another one. They're pretty, you know.
Not cheap if you want a decent one, but.
They're not cheap, but I just need one for the operating system, right? So
what have you got?
I've got 256 or a 500 SSD.
Like a big SSD or a stick, big. A chewing gum SSD.
No, I don't have that. I do have space for one of those, so I should put one in, really.
Yeah, you should just get one of those.
Yeah, maybe I will.
But you only need a three PCI 3 one, probably, because you're on a bit of an older architecture.
Yeah, I'd have to check that. But
because they're a bit cheaper, obviously.
But I think, anyway, if I don't have to do that, then I'll wait. It's got to be coming close to a new PC time. Sooner or later.
Yeah, I don't know how you're on that thing.
But I don't have trouble with anything, right? You know? I run 1080p, everything.
Yeah, exactly. You're not getting the nice stuff, though, are you?
Well, I like the nice thing, but I just don't have the money to go and build
it. Yes, you do. Fucking speakers with it.
The problem is you need to buy a monitor, and a monitor to actually display 1440 or 2K, 4K.
That's 2K is 1440.
Yeah, I know.
2K is all you need. 2K is a nice big step up from 1080p.
Yeah, but then once you do that, you need a new computer, which is like another £2,000 on top of that. So,
It's not on the shopping list right now. It's not on the shopping list right now. But I mean,
maybe Santa will be nice and put you on the nice
list. Seems unlikely because we know who Santa is in that house.
Yeah, extremely unlikely. But anyway, the PC's up and running, so that's good. And then I looked out the window yesterday, and I'm like, half the string of my Christmas lights in the back garden is out. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, did I tell you about the squirrels eating them the last time?
We had a lot of problems with your lights last week, didn't you?
Yeah. Did I tell that on the here where I went out? So they chewed through three points on my light. So I went out and soldered it and put it all together and, you know, repaired it, basically. I'm looking out yesterday, and the bastards did it again. Three or four more points they just chewed through.
Stop hanging acorns on your fucking Christmas lights.
I was going to say, stop smearing it in peanut butter.
So I don't know why they have. They love those Christmas lights, and I need to put some. I need to put something out for them. So,
yeah, it's called a squirrel trap. That's what you're gonna do. It's a bucket with a lever that just drops it into a bucket of water.
Yeah, I don't think I get away with that. But anyway, they're fixed again. I'm no doubt.
Squirrels are tree rats. That's what they are.
What
they are. They're tree rats.
There's lots of them around here too. Oh, I saw a skunk this morning. I was about to let my dog off and I didn't, and then I saw a skunk. Oh my god, I dodged a bullet. So lucky.
That would have been a stinky Christmas.
Yeah. And then the last thing is, and I haven't mentioned this, I don't think, to Neil all week, because I knew that if I did, then we would start gassing about it. But I started with my wife to watch Traitors. So we've watched the first...
Just you and the wife, is it?
Just my wife and I, yeah. I think the kids have sort of had one eye on it in the back, but they'd rather go do other things. Yeah. I tell you what, the second time we sat down to watch, we watched the first three episodes,
in one go? Bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Chomped through them. And... the second time.
So have you finished it? Because it finished last night.
Oh, did it? Okay, no, we haven't finished yet. So don't. So,
I'm not going to spoil anything because I want people to watch it because I think it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, so that's the funny thing.
It's quite good, yeah.
Yeah. So for anybody who doesn't know, so I think you talked about it last week. Yeah. The premise is there's like how a bunch of people in a house and they all have to vote each other out. And there's some traitors that also kick people out. And it basically becomes this massive infighting thing going on and packs and deception and whatever. It's reality TV. I've been saying in one fell swoop it is the best and the worst of reality TV I think I could imagine. because I watched it when we sat down for the second binge watch, where we watched up to another two or three. I think we've watched five. I was watching it the start of it and I was like, because it does all the same sort of like recaps and stuff like that. Yeah. And you know, it really, I think they don't have much content and they stretch it out. So there's a lot of guff in between, right? And I hate that. And so I'm watching it. I'm like, this is the, why are we watching this? And then fucking 5 minutes later, I'm like, this is fucking the best television I've ever seen.
It's just people fighting, isn't it? That's
no,
basically
well,
it.
No,
it's so
no,
much deeper than that.
It's the fucking deception that's going on. It's the
deception, backstabbing, alliances.
The people just completely
people
fucking getting
wrestling
it completely
with
wrong.
Their conscience. People just losing the plot. You know, people changing in front of your very eyes from one way.
Oh, mate, wait till it gets towards the end. The better people just lose their shit and stuff.
I am already there. I was just thinking, how is this? They're diluting this down. It can't be getting any better.
What the best thing about it for me is it didn't go on for fucking weeks and weeks and really drag it out. It's 12 episodes and it's finished and it's done. Right. And the thing is, we said, we watched it, the final one tonight. It's me, my wife, and my son have been watching it. Not always at the same time, but we did watch the last one all together. Like, and we were just said at the end, I don't think it could happen again. Like, they couldn't do a second series because it just, people go in there knowing, like, the whole deal. Because this is a completely new thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'd never heard of it. And all of a sudden, I just clocked it somewhere. I heard someone speak about it. And we started watching it. And it was just like become this huge thing, apparently.
Yeah, Grace showed me an article she saw on the BBC saying about it being a sleeper hit. Right?
Well, it was on the BBC, so yeah, they're going to say
so.
But yeah, I have. It's not just the BBC. Like there was an article on the Guardian about it and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's really good, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll be finished it within a week, I hope. We've got Christmas now. I've got my wife for two days. She's working, and she's not working Christmas Day and Boxing Day. So without a doubt, her and I can sit down.
You're going to be done by Boxing Day.
Yeah, we'll be done.
I was just like, it got to a point, I was just like devouring it. It was just been a bit behind. All the episodes were there. And then it was just like chomping at the bit for the next one to come out. Like, God, I've got to know what's going on. Because it's just like.
Yeah. The only thing that limited us watching it this week was just that we had to go to bed. Right. You know, otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well done. we'll have a good discussion about it later.
I know what's going on.
I could tell you what we could talk about. I'll be done it soon. That's pretty much the main thing for me.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, you need to fucking get on that shit. It's good. Although the spoilers are out there, because apparently there's been people who've won it on, like, daytime TV and stuff, so it's going to be hard to avoid.
Well, I'm just going to that's why I want to just suddenly try and get her done over the next couple of days and be done with it. So there's an Australian version too, right?
Oh, is it?
You know that? Yeah, because I was torrenting it. Yeah, that's right. Fucking on the high seas. And
that's the only option for you, you know.
Exactly. So, but. Yeah, I might download the Australian one afterwards. And
There's even more swearing in that.
That one looks to be a little bit different, slightly different. I think they have four traits.
I wonder if they came out of it first, though. Did they have it first?
Yeah, I think it's before, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the tasks and stuff are not mega good,
I'd like to forward those bits.
Yeah, it's all about the fucking... when they're sitting around talking.
Yeah, there's a big chunk in the middle. I wish I had a better... Watching it with my wife, I would fast forward those bits. Right. I wish I had a better...
They're not too bad. They don't drag it out, I don't think. They don't really drag out too much stuff.
No, I'm just impatient though, right? I'm just they're going to chew up a quarter of an hour here of them trying to fucking put balloons in a bin or something, right? It's just...
It's not that shit. It's really not that shit. But yeah, definitely some good challenges. The last one particularly was it's literally like 10 minutes of TV. And like I say, it's all about the drama and all that shit. I'm talking.
Something else, it really before, is.
And the round table and all that stuff. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Yep, so that's Traitors. Neil, you have something else here on your list.
Yeah, I've had my last appointment. Well, I had another appointment about my eyes today. So I've got one more appointment to have about my eyes. But basically, I had my pressures done again. And they're down in the low 20s, which is good. That's where they need to be for me.
Good stuff.
They're 20, high. 20 PSI. They're on the verge of being high. Not
a bit more air than that.
The bump a bit too much.
Yeah, no, we'd have them. We'd have ours much higher.
Yeah. Well, you'll be fucked. But basically, I've had a load of tests done, and I ain't got glaucoma. Woohoo!
Good for you.
But yeah, I've got one more appointment to have, and then it'll probably be like either 6, 9, or 12 months before my next one to make sure everything's all hunky dory. But
so have you noticed that your eyes have been better since, like...
I don't know about that. Because I wasn't really experiencing any symptoms, really, of glaucoma. I wasn't noticing anything weird. It was just, like, they measured my pressures and were like, holy shit, bro, what the fuck is that?
So what causes it? Do they say, do you
it's
know,
basically, like, yeah, it's the build-up of, like, the fluids or whatever inside your eyeball.
Mm. You're just making too much fluid.
I was just too much funk in my eye.
Yeah, but what is this, like the mechanism for making that fluid is just overproducing or
something? Well, right? It's not leaking enough out.
Yeah.
It's like what they've done is make more come out, because they are that was what the laser treatment did, was make bigger holes in my eye for the stuff to come out.
Oh, okay. Right.
They're still very tiny, tiny holes, but obviously they're slightly bigger than they were before.
Just made your eyes more porous than they already were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so.
Which is the weirdest
fucking magic science shit. But yeah, so things are good. And hopefully,
I can't believe you didn't. What? Didn't you go get your eyes checked out by someone on in a Facebook group?
No.
You used a pro. People who know what they're talking about?
Yeah. So I'm happy. Today, the guy was like, I had to do the fucking visual fields test. Have you done them? Fucking hate them things.
Put your head in a thing and you've got
to... Well, yeah, basically, like, put your chin here, put your head here, and then look at that light, and every time you see a white light, click a button. I fucking hate doing that, because I'm just convinced I've fucked it up every time. Because if you've ever had these tests, I have definitely got... My left eye is a fucking dominant eye. And when I'm doing a test for my right eye, I really fucking struggle. Because I have a thing over my eye, but my brain still fucking like sees that bullshit. Like there's nothing to see, but it fucking starts like I get this fucked up. Like I can half see because it's seeing my left eye. My brain's fucking stupid. It's like my eyes open, just fucking see through that eye, please. But no, my brain doesn't want to do that. It's like I'm going to look at the closed eye as well. That's helpful.
Come on, brain.
Yeah.
Sort your shit out.
It's fucking annoying. But no. So my right eye wasn't as good on the visual fields test as in my left eye. But he was like, it's not in a pattern that suggests glaucoma. It's just like you might have blinked a few times when the light was shining and stuff like that. But,
I've had that test loads of times.
I fucking hate that test.
It's like, you don't see out your right eye, do you? It's like, no. But if you close your left eye, you can see out of it. Well, just about.
Yeah, so, I don't know. End of January, I've got another thing. I'll zap my prices and have a good old look around my eyes. I won't be able to drive for that one, because they'll be putting shit in my eyes. I've got little yellow fucking marks around my eyes today where they put some drops in.
Do they dilute your...
weren't anything to do with that. I don't know what they were today. But because he's like, I'm just going to put some drops in, but you can still drive. I was like, fucking good job, because I've driven. but when I go again, they put some weird drops in. They open your eye. These are the ones they really open your eye, pupils up, and it lets in far too much light.
Yeah.
And your vision goes all fucked up.
Yeah. Take some sunglasses.
Yeah.
So. Just take some sunglasses, because it really fucks it up.
Yeah, I've had them done like two or three times now, like that. The first time was like one of my eyes was properly out of focus for a good fucking like 9 hours. But I've not been super sensitive to the lights, to be honest. It's just been like getting back into focus would be the biggest problem. Anyway.
Just have a couple of beers, it'd be fine.
They say even it out. Good.
Dr. Dave will sort you out.
Yeah. A couple of
Facebook
Grolsch.
Facebook Dave.
two bottles of Grolsch after you have them. It'll even it out.
And then it was just you won't give a fuck. So.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dave's, I was playing Hunt Showdown yesterday, and I was just happened to be near an exit, and I noticed that one of the bounty holders was running towards the exit. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to sit here by this log. I'm just going to play the odds here that he doesn't look for me, do his dark sight when he comes to the site. Lo and behold, he rolls up, doesn't do any dark sight, just stops right in front of me to extract, and I just popped him right in the head, right in the melon. He dropped like a sack of shit in front of me, and I stole the bounty off him and extracted. And I looked at the end, and his name was Dave. It just made it so great. Like, hey, what are you doing?
That's the kind of thing I would do in that game, and then I'd just like, nah, fuck it,
refund.
Man, I played a game. We're talking about Hunt Showdown now, without even. But I'll just carry on. Should we just take a quick break before we go into games?
Do you want to take a break?
I do. I'm going to pee my pants.
Okay. 2 minute break.
We can take a break. It's pee break time.
Okay, back from the break. Thank you for your patience. So I'll carry on then just on Hunt Showdown, that we continue to play a ton of Hunt. We're into the event. I can't remember. Was I into with the event? Did we talk about the event last week?
Yes, I believe we did.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't even know what there is to say anymore. I just keep playing it or whatever. Probably the biggest thing that happened this week that's of note is that friend of the show, Matt, has got his head down and become the stealth assassin and has got himself up to, I think, 5-star ranking.
Oh, dear.
Defoe and I went into a game with him and we got absolutely wrecked by 6-star players. We were pulled into a lobby with 6-star players. They did things to us that I can't even, it was unspeakable. I was just shocked. It was like I went to bed and I was just lying there staring at the ceiling. I don't know how, literally, like this guy, any other game or whatever, I just no idea. Like, unless this guy was cheating, I do not know how he got to my position so quick. And even then I had like an 80 meter. He got me with an 80 meter headshot. Like I was on my way away from him. Like he was just savage. Like this, just whatever. It was very funny. He just took Matt down with a headshot from like 100 meters or plus. It was just ridiculous. So that's a lot of nonsense that we're, so playing with Matt is a challenge at the moment.
It was a challenge before, let's be honest.
Well, but still loads of us are playing, there's a few of us who don't give two hoots about our KDs or what rank we are. In fact, we'd rather be lower rank so we can have easier games.
Actually have some fun.
Yeah, so, but it continues to be fun.
I haven't played in ages now.
Yeah, I was thinking about you the other day, because I was like, oh, you know, did he... Maybe he was never really into it. And then I remembered that you like got all the 5-star play hunters. You got 5 5-star hunters in your stable, if not more. You put a lot of hours in, and I then did. Just sort of you haven't really put much in.
I just got absorbed into something else for a while.
Yeah. Well, you should jump back in. The event's fun.
Yeah. Have you ever bought? This is a season pass for this, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a season pass. I paid for it. I don't even know why. Ooh. I'm not really interested in anything, but I'm enjoying the challenges. I don't know whether the challenges...
Yeah, because they've reworked a few of the sort of incentives again, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so massively complicated. They've got this new pledge system, which is really good, but by God, it's complicated. It definitely took a week before I even figured it out. What was going on and how you want to use it. But it has massively changed the mechanic, because as a solo player, you can revive. And as if you're in duos and you pledge to a grounded, to the grounded, whatever, you can keep your characters. If you die, you lose all your ammo, all your weapons and ammos, but you keep your character. So the opportunity to do it now to get all the level 50 hunters is something everybody's doing, because
now it's easy.
It's easy, yeah. You should have waited.
It wasn't that hard. I've got like 7 or 8 of them.
Yeah, if your head's down, I'm going to do them. Yeah, that's all right. We like to get our characters killed, though, so... So I continue with Hunt Showdown. They have another event running today. Did you see the Inferno event?
I haven't seen it. Witnessed the Inferno.
Oh, yet. You should come in for a.
It's 100% chance of it happening. Every round at the moment, I believe, is Inferno.
So oh, is it?
On fire. Yeah, from 3 p.m. I think. I don't know if it's for 24. I think it's for 24 hours from 3 p.m. Friday till 3 p.m. Saturday. I think it's 100% Inferno.
Yeah, you should come in later today. We're going to go.
We'll
go have a look and go see the flames. It's pretty. It's really well done. It looks really.
Does it
cool.
not fuck up your performance of the game with all that flames going on?
I haven't noticed. No.
Because that would be life. I would have thought it would have had a big impact on the
No, I've never found that hunt has been, very rarely do I get any sort of slowdowns. Recently, if I maybe a little bit of rubber banding, which I never got before, very rarely any slowdowns that I can think of. Seems to run pretty well. Yeah, so that's Hunt Showdown. Continue with that. And I've also burned out a little bit on Lego Star Wars. I have played some more. I didn't finish the campaign, which I thought I had. I'd only got to the end of level 8.
Which one?
To finish it. So of Skywalker so Saga.
Episode 8 then. What's that, The Last Jedi?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm nearly at the end. I just need to get my head down for another half an hour and I'll have that
a whole another episode of film to do.
Yeah, they don't take that long if you just get your head down and get on with them. I think maybe it's like the films. I sort of lose interest in those other later ones when they're starting to go to that casino and running around on the backs of those animals and stuff like that. Saying that,
I can't even remember the last one, I don't think.
It's not ridiculous as some of the other Star Wars films. I mean, who are we kidding, right? They're...
Well, you know, they're not. Anyway. It's not like fucking Lord of the Rings, is it?
But I do enjoy it. But I think I will still be picking it up and carrying on collecting. And then the other game I have on my list is on Dave's list. So I think I should defer to Dave.
Ooh. I played some High on Life.
Right. Well, I should have done this, played this as well then. Is that what you're saying? Because we could all have talked about it.
I told you to play it.
You did. It was too late. It was yesterday that you told me to play it.
It's on Game Pass.
It might have even been this afternoon. I can't remember. Was it?
No, I think it was last night.
So this is possibly some people's game of the year.
Not mine, I don't think.
I don't think it's mine. It's definitely not mine, to be honest.
Who's saying it's game of the year material?
People who love Justin Rowland. Rick and Morty. Yeah, yeah. It's the guy, and I think it's the studio who have a lot of involvement with Rick and Morty, and the writers, and the staff who have made this. And there is... If you absolutely love Rick and Morty and are completely blinded by anything that that bloke does, you'd love this game. If you like video games and like to play video games and have the games play as video games, I don't think you'll like this so much. I've played about 3 or 4 hours of this. And
that's
the
quite a lot of it, I think. Isn't it?
It is quite a lot of it. Yeah, it's a 10-hour game, apparently, on the metric that to complete it. So I've done a couple of bosses. I've gone through quite a few different worlds. Basically, you jump to different places and you hunt down different bounties, because of reasons, because of the story. And the thing is your guns talk to you, or your weapons talk to you.
Oof. Sounds fucking awful already.
But they really ham fist the fact that it's Rick and Morty by when you first start the game, you play a Quake clone, and it's Rick Sanchez, the older scientist that's sort of narrating in the background. But that the rest of the time it's the gun is the Morty character, although it's not Morty, it's a different character. The gun is a character, but it's basically Morty.
Do you like Rick and Morty?
I like Rick and Morty for its abstract weirdness, but like, and I do like other stuff that Justin Rowland has done, including Solar Opposites, which is a really good animated series by him. But when I play a video game, I want to play it, and it's primarily a first person shooter. The first person shooter part of the game is not very good.
Yeah, that's what I read.
It's the the same enemies. There's like they try and throw in the first gun that you get, which is basically the Morty character. It throws in a like a juggling mechanic where you can sort of shoot a power shot and it throws enemies into the air and then you can keep shooting them to juggle and basically kill the character. But it's because I've played, I can't remember what the bloody game name was now, but the really fun one where it was like a whip and you juggle characters and basically a ragdoll and then you can throw them into other characters and kill them with the limpless body. I can't remember the name of that game.
First person shooter.
Yeah. It was stupid. I'll remember it later. But it's just not a very fun or rewarding first-person shooter. But that's my take.
Do you want me to give you my two cents?
Go on, Fraser. I'd love to.
I saw suddenly a load of people went, High on Life is the could possibly be the game of the year.
Yeah.
High on Life is this. High on Life is, and I just for a brief period of one morning or that day, I saw about three or four people mention it. I was like, what? It's on Game Pass? And I looked at it and I was like, man, that is a sort of, I would have just passed. I just totally, there's a lot of games that appear on Game Pass and I just completely don't even look at them. Mm. I don't know why. It's some sort of generic space person on the cover or whatever. I mean, it's something, very difficult for games to grab my attention that way. I suppose it's like I need to know about them. Maybe I just, most games I wouldn't. Anyway, so it's like, oh shit, yeah, that's right there. Okay, I'll play it. I knew nothing about it being a Rick and Morty game. I knew nothing about the game going in. Just, I went in absolutely blind. And I started it, and I can tell you within the first 5 minutes, my jaw was on the floor. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is amazing.
Okay.
And so I would say, like, it just took me by surprise. And it wasn't until, like, a good time with the gun, you know, not a long time with the gun, but he talked to me a lot before I just went, is that the same guy from Rick and Morty? And I was like, I was pretty sure. But even at that point, I was just like, oh, well, I guess it's just maybe he's, you know, he does other voice work. I don't know. Like, it's another voice actor or whatever, and he suits it. And I just, and I was thoroughly entertained.
Really? I'm surprised.
For half an hour.
Okay. Okay.
And then I was like, okay, shouty gun is funny. Oh, now I've got shouty knife. And it was like, well, I guess that's sort of, you know, okay, it's another shouty weapon. Not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, but you know what? The process of me getting to shouty knife wasn't good gameplay. It was okay. You know, there were a couple of things to figure out, but the shooting was very unsatisfying.
Yeah.
And I didn't think, I thought the color palette of the whole world made for things, made it, it wasn't easy to get an idea of where you needed to go, even though they had waypoints and things like that, you know, with your radar. It just mishmashed into all the bright colors or whatever. I just thought it was difficult to navigate. Things didn't seem to, I just didn't think it looked very good. I thought so much attention has been paid to that gun and the way he, and that looking good, which it is good, you know, and I think the facial expressions and the character is all very funny and lots of people will love it. Yeah. Ultimately I'm ending up at the same point as Dave in that it's an unsatisfying shooter, and if I could be bothered to just go through the motions, I'd have that game wrapped up in no time, no doubt, but I would probably not feel any sense of accomplishment finishing that game.
Yeah, I was considering just putting it on story mode, because I just went to normal mode on the first thing, and I might just put it on story and just complete it.
Who wants a fucking story in a game?
Nah.
There is some
games are supposed to be games and fun.
There is some genuinely funny parts in it. I'll give it that. There is some parts that are funny, but it's as Fred said, the shooting and the getting to the actual story is not very satisfying. There is some clever things where they do it with the the voice actors and some of the NPCs. And like, if you start a conversation, you start walking away from them, or you try and shoot them, the gun reacts, or the character's like, don't walk away from me. And then you go back and you start a conversation, and then the like, oh, okay, oh, you've come back, okay, right, well, and it is, it's initially it's quite funny, and it's like, but you start to see that all characters have been put in that way, and then like
they all follow rules, right? You know,
yeah, there is some characters you can shoot and you can't shoot NPCs. So and then like the when you can't shoot a character, there's like 5 or 6 different lines your gun says when you're trying to shoot a character that they don't, and then it starts repeating, and it's like, oh god, okay, right, the walls.
That's when you need the amazing gameplay to take over, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And I don't think that's Doom.
Yeah, yeah. So,
it's not Doom.
And but like, at the same point, I can see why people are saying it's Game of the Year and stuff, because they absolutely love the story and the ridiculousness of it.
So why does it play differently if you play it just on story mode? What does it do?
It just makes the enemies easier to kill, I think, and you take less damage.
You do less shots to kill. Is it not like you've got to shoot things multiple times to kill them and all that sort of shit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's, I think that's basically what it says when you choose it. It's like it's, you just care about the story and you not so much about the combat. So I'm guessing that's a standard.
That should be the default mode, then, by the sound of it, if the combat's a bit shit.
Well, yeah. So I put it on normal because I thought, oh, I fancied a challenge because, you know, it's a first-person shooter and I thought, you know, I'm highly trained on Call of Duty at the moment.
That was fucking painful.
which I'm real sorry about this as well. So that's my take on High in Life. It's, can be funny, not great actual gameplay.
Should he have just made a cartoon?
He's made lots of cartoons.
Yeah, but should he made this a cartoon?
Video
game? I don't know about that. I would say you should play the first 10, 15 minutes or whatever for sure. Because it just, because the opening, which is the sort of the, you know, the opening explosion moment of a movie, that is the opening explosion moment of this video game, I think is very entertaining.
I might actually like this. You never know.
Yeah, you might. Yeah. But you should definitely. Everyone should.
Depends what sort of mood I'm in, I guess. So is it? It's a kind of mood game, though, isn't it?
But yeah, go in when you're in a decent mood, for sure.
Yeah. So, so other than that, I was going to talk about Call of Duty quickly. Me and Neil jumped on. Was it after the podcast last week? Neil didn't exactly get on with because there was a free weekend last weekend.
What happened?
so
it was just fucking hard.
it was multiplayer.
It was the multiplayer free weekend.
Yeah, and
which was just mosh pit and
Neil
keep talking about it.
Yeah, Neil didn't get on so well in some of the games because afterwards I thought, oh, I'll just jump on for a couple of games and I was like, oh, Neil's on, and I jumped in with a game with him, and Neil was struggling to get one or two kills.
Fucking hell, it was absolutely horrifying. I played the beta and it was okay.
Yeah,
I was like, I'll give it a go, and it was getting fucking annihilated constantly. It's like, this is not fun at all.
Yeah, it's when you don't know the maps, or like you haven't got the full range of guns, and you haven't sort of upgraded the guns in a linear fashion, so you know the progression of how they actually feel and play, so and where to aim around corners for players, and where people congregate and stuff. It's just, yeah. Like you coming into it as a new player.
I'd had a few beers as well, which probably didn't help.
But it did show to me like the absolutely impossible way that as a new player, maybe it was because you ranked with me and like you got into the same match rankings that I did. That's why,
what you're saying, that you're like a Call of Duty god.
Well,
I was just playing with all the good people.
I've played
on your own, Neil. You play with scrubs. Your MMR puts you in the scrub zone.
Hmm. I've played 80 hours and most of that.
Yeah, I definitely hadn't.
The multiplayer, yeah. So on one of the games,
I was struggling after 80 seconds. I was like, fucking hell, this is fucking winding me up a treat.
Yeah, so I'm the games that we're playing, I was leveling up my pistols. So
yeah, you're taking the piss now. Yeah. So I'm just going to run around with my pistols, and I'm like getting absolutely murdered.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I'm sure if I went into Hunt or anything, I'd be exactly the same. PUBG now. I just could not. Oh, I couldn't play in the first place anyway. But going back to it,
yeah, you could. Like,
so yeah, it did show to me that new players or players that haven't played on these new maps with these new weapons, it's such a learning curve. And you would have got there, but it would have
not fun at all for that time.
Yeah, there would have been a bit of
you got beaten up, didn't you?
So
I did, big time.
But yeah,
let's call my mummy afterwards.
But yeah,
it happened to me when I win that hunt with the 6 stars. I literally felt like I'd be beaten up, like weeping into my pillow.
But yeah, now I'm still playing that at the moment. So haven't fully leveled up to the top level yet, but I'm getting there.
Well, I don't know. I was like, this is fucking crazy. It was just,
yeah,
old mate.
Well, I don't know if it's like if I played on console and it wasn't crossplay, maybe I would have. Because I used to play okay on consoles and stuff, and it's not like, look, is it a mouse and keyboard thing? Like people are just absolutely like murdering you instantly.
Yeah, look, it's these hardcore shooters, whether it's PUBG, Hunt, COD, Fortnite, whatever. Valorant. If you want Valorant, yeah. If you you've got to put the hours in, unless you're like, you know, some shit hot person who hasn't ruined their brain with drinking drugs and is old and like whatever.
Shit.
It's like anything. You got to give, if you want to remain good at it, you have to put the time in, right? You have to put the hours in. It's like a sport. I mean, it's you know, we can have that argument and people will laugh and go, yeah, whatever. But it's like a sport. If you don't keep your eye in, like if you don't play golf regularly, you're shit at golf. Is that, unfortunately,
I am shit at golf. Well, so I dread to think how shit I am at it now.
If you played golf every few days, you know, you're going to be good at it, right?
So yeah, it didn't seem to work like that when I did play golf every few days.
So, anyway, that's what I've been playing.
Okay. All right then, Neil.
Is that you lot done?
That's us done. I think I'll remember something in a minute, but
probably. You normally do about an hour after we've played, finished. Right, well, I've continued to play the game that I've been playing for about the last 3 weeks, I guess now.
I was expecting this to say you've been finished this, but
yeah, well, I have finished this game now.
Ooh.
The game being Tunic. I was getting right near the end, and I was at the final boss, basically. And then you start to discover things about the game and towards the end of the game. And you're like, oh, this is a bit interesting. This is a bit exciting. So the game then extended by a good few hours before I went back to the final boss. I'm not going to say about any of it because it's all spoilers. It's all just, it looks like a very sort of cutesy little game. It's totally not a cutesy little game. It's a fucking... I love a game that just makes me multiple times say, what the fuck?
Right.
And that's what was happening towards the end of this game. Like, As you play for the game, you find parts of this manual, which helps you through the game. But when you find a lot of the manual, and you start to suss things out a bit, you're like, just things that you have been available to you this whole fucking time that you've not been known that is there at all. And then you can just go back around the map and start doing stuff that you didn't know you could do. It's just a fucking phenomenal game. And it, like I say, it looks really cutesy and pretty simple, but there is so much hidden away that I think it's an essential play. And like, you really need to get towards the end to really appreciate it.
All right.
And it's a fun time getting to the end anyway. For me, it was anyway.
I told you I haven't uninstalled it. If you're pushing that hard, I think I'm gonna have to dive back in at some point.
It's worth, I guess I did a couple of times have to resort to a guide just to go, I'm a bit fucking stuck about where I need to go, because it can be a little bit obtuse about telling you where you've got. Well, it basically doesn't fucking tell you where to go. And if you leave it a little while, you might have lost track of what you were doing. But once you start to, like, if you've unlocked the maps, for example, but even when you have the maps, it's difficult to know exactly where you can go, because you might not have all the abilities to get around the map that you need. So it can be a little bit frustrating at times, but it's totally worth persevering with for the whole fucking just towards the end, just like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on aspect to this game. That just totally doesn't look like it's there most of the game. So I got the good ending at the end, because there's multiple endings.
Okay.
Eventually. Which I did need a little bit of assistance with. But I didn't cheat to get to the end. I knew what I wanted to do. And this is one of the very few games that I've had to literally start writing shit down on pieces of paper.
Pen and paper, yeah, making notes.
Well, I had to draw arrows and shit. So, yeah. It's fucking awesome. And probably going to be missed out by a lot of people because of just what it looks like. But, yeah, it's fucking brilliant game. So I did finish it.
Yes.
I haven't 100%ed it by any means, but there's still things I could go back and do. But yeah, the little secrets and stuff like that, it's just mwah.
All brilliant. Right. I need to go back and look at that with some fresh eyes.
Mm. You might need to just start it from scratch. Like, there's a new game plus.
I'm so at the start.
I haven't even got
a sword scratch. Yet.
Yeah. So. Well. Yeah, you get the sword, then you have to get a shield, and then you get tons of other stuff as you go through the game. But yeah, it's once you get towards the end and you start fucking going, little light bulbs just constantly going off.
Right.
Like, holy shit. Yeah, it's fucking great. And then, so obviously I finished that, so I had to do something else. So you have to play it. I'm not going to spoil Tunic. I had a message on Discord from one of our Discorders. Quaxel messaged me because he was listening to a show where I was talking about... I think it was a question we had about what our ideal game would be or something like that. I can't remember. And I said... about sci-fi Dark Souls. So Quaxel messaged me and said, have you tried The Surge? And I was like, yeah, I did. And I didn't really get on with it, but I think I played it before I got into my massive Dark Souls binge.
Before you went in the Dark Souls hole.
Yeah, yeah. So I went back to it this week. It's all right.
All right.
It's not as good as a From Software game, I can say that. But, it seems the combat can still catch me out, but since I've played through multiple hundreds of hours of From Software games, I've definitely got a lot better at this kind of game. And this is definitely not as hard so far. Like, I remember I beat the first boss the last time I played it. Because I've got two saves on my on PC. Is it cloud saved it or whatever? And I am at the same point, or probably beyond the same point, in less time this time around than I was the first time I played the game.
Yeah, because you're seasoned.
That's because I understand the whole way the combat works, like the stamina and the... There's a really, really simple counter-attack move in this game. You basically just have to block, and as soon as you get hit, you press attack, and it will do a counter-attack, and it will stagger them and stuff like that. Whereas the parry part of Dark Souls and all that, I never really got to grips with. Because that can really make combat really easy. If you smash the parrying in Dark Souls and stuff like that, then you can rinse through enemies really quickly. But this has got a pretty simple, with the basic enemies at least, counter-attack move, where you can basically block all damage and just do attack. And as long as you keep an eye on your stamina, you're fine. You can keep your distance from most of the enemies. It's always about making sure you're in one-on-one fights all the time. Don't get involved. If you get into a multiple enemy fight, you'll probably get a bit fucking screwed over. But yeah, you can not cheese it, but you can organize your routes to make sure you're only fighting one thing at a time. And like I say, the first time I encountered the boss this time, I didn't have any problem killing the boss. Right. The first boss.
Yeah. You've been in the gym doing the old Rocky montage. Yeah. So, with Elden Ring and stuff.
Yeah, and to fucking everything else. Dark Souls.
This
3,
is not
Dark
the Souls. Neo you met before.
Yeah, exactly. So
nice.
It's not quite got that same. I don't know.
I'm not sure what
the secret sauce is that From Software have, but.
I was thinking about you the other day and I didn't say it, but I think something like the Surge, your position with playing something like the Surge now is what I had with some other games before that were like Zelda clones. In that it's not so much, I think one of them was like Oceanhorn. I remember it from years ago. It was like, it was a full on Zelda clone. And it wasn't that it was a bad game. It was just, it highlighted the things that Zelda did really well. And so the Surge would probably do the same thing. It's not that it's bad and it doesn't expose its flaws so much, but it makes you realize what From.
I don't think it does make me realize what they are. It's just, I can't put my finger on what it is that they do so well.
Right.
It's the compelling, like, even though I am banging, feels like I can be banging my head against a brick wall, I am still compelled to fucking go back. Like, the story in this Surge, I don't have a fucking clue what's going on. Not that I really had a fucking clue what was going on in Elden Ring half the time. But I don't know. It's just the grandioseness of the Dark Souls games, I guess, is a big thing. Like, when you hit something, you're like, fucking hell, this is the shit. And this doesn't quite do the big scenes, so far at least, in the same way. But it's not a bad game, and it's similar combat-wise, you're using the bumper buttons to defend and attack and stuff like that, rather than like face buttons on the controller. So it's very similar.
It's a few years old, this, isn't it?
Yeah. This is like, I last played this game in 2017, it said, when I fucking beat it up. I was like, wow. So I have put the Surge 2 on my wish list because I think it probably has refined some things slightly. It sounds a little bit more interesting than this.
Right.
Whether I'll carry on with this, I'm not 100% certain. I'm not bored of it yet. But
you don't
want to
burn
yourself out
on it. That's when you could be playing the good one.
Yeah. I could just go back and play Elden Ring, I suppose. Smashing another couple of hundred hours of that.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, it's decent. It's not definitely not shit.
If you're going to eat the meal, why don't you go eat the meal you love?
Exactly. Exactly. But there is no sci-fi. There's no Bloodborne on PC, that's for sure, at the moment. Whether that's sci-fi, but that's the game we're crying out for. There's got some nice little mechanics in this. Like, if you wear someone down, you like get to hack parts of their body off, and when you hack parts of their body off, you pick up the schematics for some of their armor and maybe some weapons and things like that. And then you can upgrade parts of armor each individually, but you need materials for each type of different levels to upgrade to certain levels. It's quite arbitrary, most of it, but like if you've got, say, a level 2 armor and you want to upgrade it to level 3, you need the same type of material for every single type of level 2 armor. It's pretty basic. There's not like specifics you need for each armor set and stuff like that. So I don't know. I've been running around doing a lot of repetition to like upgrade. It's kind of old school Dark Souls-y thing where I just run around the same area, killing the same enemies multiple times to upgrade, find a few maybe little avenues that I hadn't found before, open a few doors. You've go around a map for like an hour and then open a doorway and you're back at the start. So it's all that stuff. It's all pretty formulaic, but it's all right. And I might see it through to the end, but I don't know at the moment.
All right. Watch this space. I've got
a few other games on my radar that I want to... When my next credit card month starts, because it's been a bit of a monster this month, I've got a few games on my wish list for the Steam sale.
Oh, yeah.
That I might look at. I know you've added one that I added. The Case of the Golden Idol, which is
getting some chops. Yeah, I can't remember. I read about that somewhere. I can't remember where. And then
it's definitely in people's Game of the Year lists, that's for sure.
I saw that you'd added it to your wish list, and that reminded me. I was like, oh, yeah, I think I need to put that on my wish list.
Yeah. Well, literally earlier on, I saw that Jason Schreier tweeted, is like, there's lots of Game of the Year lists around. One's made by people who haven't played Curse of the Golden Idol, and ones that have. I'm sorry. Oh. Okay. He's given it some shops, that's for sure.
Yep.
So, and I have heard multiple people talk about it. I need to play Obra Dinn, though, because I bought that, and I need to play that. People have said, if you liked Obra Dinn, you'll love this game. I bought Obra Dinn because I thought I'd like it, but I haven't actually played it yet. So.
I think I've got Obra Dinn on my wish list as well.
Yeah. It's probably.
I need to have a look at some of these lists, but half of these games I've never heard of. So,
I think Neil kickstarted me on it when I was looking through that. Top 100 games.
There's all sorts of lists coming out, obviously Game of the Year lists. We'll be doing ours soon as well. We're going to do it in a couple of weeks, I think, Game of the Year.
Yeah. We'll do it. Maybe we'll do it the next episode. I don't know.
We've had quite a few people banging in their top fives, so thank you very much for those people who've done it. And still time to get yours in.
Give us a list of your top games of the year. Five, we're looking for top five, but if it's only top three, who cares? Just do whatever you want to do. Games you've played, not necessarily games that came out.
Yeah, your top five of the year.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, we'll have that in, and then we'll get on that show very soon. I think for the moment, then, that we'll call this a show. Done and done. That's okay with you, gents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it just leaves me to say thank you very much to Dave and Neil for joining me here today. Thanks to everyone for the feedback. We appreciate it. It means a lot to us because the only reason we really do it is because we figure that you want to listen to it and we enjoy it. And have a Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you and everybody else who's listening.
Do we need to do Dave's extra?
We can do my outro. I've got it.
Dave is so lit.
This is the only reason why I'm here. So, thank you for listening to the Sealed Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Sealed Podcast, email us sealedpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on a Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitchy channels, which we upload and stream to as much as we can. Neil, do you want to do a shout-out to Twitch chat?
We've had Sumu, Fraser Moo, Lord, the real Defo, It's a Stinky Boo, and some lurkers potentially that I can't see. So thank you all for joining and contributing where you did.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Thanks, everyone. We'll catch you later.
Have a good Christmas.
See you later. Merry Christmas. Bye.